ESPN 580 Orlando's live, local, and loud.
It is 6 o'clock, and we are live, local, and loud here on ESPN 580, broadcasting from our Victory Casino Cruises Studios, home of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. You can get in touch with the show at 844-225-5580. The text is 21232. Also on Twitter, at ESPN 580 Nick, and at The Jerry Daniels. Appreciate you joining us here tonight. Full hour, two-hour show, that is, from me and Jerry this evening. We're going to take you up to 8 o'clock. Of course, the Kevin Sutton Show here on a Wrestling Wednesday on from 8 to 9 here on ESPN 580. We're going to get into the changes the NBA made to timeouts. They're trying to improve the speed of the game. Rob Manfred doing that as well. Could baseball work in Orlando? I want to get into this with my baseball buddy, Jerry Daniels, because I yield to his knowledge on baseball unless I disagree with it. So we will get into that coming up at 6:30. That is our Orlando Dodge question tonight. Could a baseball team work in Orlando? 844-225-5580. Text is 21232. Our buddy Jamie Watson will join us at 6:45. Talk a little Orlando City soccer, as well as a whole lot more. So just a packed show. I'm foaming at the mouth to get to all of it, of course. But we start every show with our top trending topics from around Orlando. It is our Yuengling six-pack, the top six at six.
And now, the top six at
6:01. Brought to you by America's Oldest Brewery since 1829. And you know what I did today? I went and picked up about 120 cases of Yuengling Summer Wheat today for some charity events. Yuengling's always supporting a charity event here locally. If you've got a charity event that you think Yuengling should partner with, you know what? I'll consider it. Text me at 21232, and maybe we can discuss how Yuengling can make your charity event better. All right, a number one trending story in Central Florida right now, without a doubt, is American League One, their fifth straight Midsummer Classic last night, 2-1 in extra innings by a homer off of Seattle's Robinson Cano. Yes, that's right, the former Yankee. He went on to hug everyone as he rounded the bases, including Nelson Cruz, who we will talk about a little bit later tonight.
Yeah, interesting game, I guess, last night. I don't know, like, it was all right. It was
no,
an all right
I
baseball game. I know you did, and I think a lot of people, by the way, were rooting for a tie. I don't know why. I think just in the first time that it didn't count, they were hoping that Bud Selig there, in the stadium in Miami, that he would have to watch another tie and just kind of, react to that. But it was an all right game. Listen, when you've got as many pitchers as Major League Baseball does today that can throw in the triple digits, it's hard to come up with any runs. And when you've got a bunch of 1-2-3 innings and all that, I think the game moves along well, which is nice, but also it lacks some flair. I enjoyed parts of the game.
I have an idea for that.
I didn't watch the entire thing, I have to admit.
Two.
All right, we stay with the All-Star game just a little bit, and that is with it being a true exhibition game for the first time in a couple decades. Basically, it turned into, like, the celebrity hardball game is what I would call it. Probably the most outstanding event of the night was Robinson Cano's teammate, Nelson Cruz, taking a selfie. I guess I can't call it a selfie because he actually had Molina from St. Louis Cardinals, catcher there.
Yeah, get out of here, Molina.
Take the photo of him and the home plate umpire.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
That's what I like about the game not counting, though, is you get moments like
fun,
that.
Yeah.
You get Yadier Molina wearing all gold, gear to kind of, he looks like CeeLo Green at the Grammys. I saw somebody tweet. He looks like C-3PO. There were some fun moments in last night's game. You know what I really enjoyed? I enjoyed Alex Rodriguez on the diamond doing some interviews. I thought he was pretty good. Yeah. I enjoyed Joe Buck and John Smoltz doing interviews with the outfielders while the game was going on. Some kind of fun behind-the-curtain stuff for the fan watching the game, which I thought did make it a little more interesting.
Three.
All right, the New York Knicks and the Houston Rockets have expanded the scope of the possible trades that could be included for Carmelo Anthony. The trade could actually include four teams, sources close to ESPN. There's no deal close yet, but sources close to the situation said that a deal could be inked by Monday.
Yeah, ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reporting this earlier today that both sides are motivated to get a deal done, but nothing is imminent, and the conversation has reached up to four teams. And I think you're going to need four teams to get this done, which, by the way, is a much higher level of difficulty to get a deal done, because if one person decides not to turn his key on the trade, the whole thing is off.
Yeah.
And New York is going to need more than just two teams because they need to match the contracts, and Carmelo has a large contract, so you need two teams in there to be able to help move some assets and all that, some expiring deals. It's time for this to get done, and we'll talk about coming up next whether or not it is the time for New York to trade Carmelo Anthony and whether or not Houston is the best spot. But it feels as if it is a matter of when, not if, that the divorce between Carmelo and New York and a trade of Carmelo Anthony happens.
Four.
We are halfway through our Yingling Six Pack, brought to you by our friends at Yingling. You can drink Yingling free while gaming on Victory Casino Cruises. For more information, visit VictoryCasinoCruises.com. The NBA wants to make their games faster, just like Nikki Football wants to make baseball faster. The NBA Board of Governors approved a deal that would make the final minutes of the game more fluid and quicker by reducing the amount of timeouts from 18 to 14 over the game.
Right.
I like this.
I love this. I absolutely love
this. You need to do this in football, too.
From the NBA, yes. And here's the thing. So 18 timeouts, that's combined between both teams. Both teams had nine timeouts a game. Now they have seven a game. And also, something that's kind of under the radar is the NBA limited the amount of timeouts that can be used by each team in the last two minutes of a half, second and fourth quarter. Each team is just allowed to use two timeouts. And that's really been the problem. It's not about the amount of dead time or the amount of timeouts used. It's when. And those late game situations where it's intentional foul, which they got rid of the hack-a-shack last year, and it's timeout, 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 the last, 90 seconds, 2 minutes has taken a half hour, 45 minutes, and people are tuning out. Very intelligent move by Adam Silver and the Board of Governors today to try to make a change. The best leagues, the best sports leagues are flexible, okay? They don't mind making a change for the better or the worse. If it's wrong, you just change it back. That's fine. It doesn't necessarily affect your game that much. I love this from the NBA.
Five.
My biggest beef this year has been with the stupid Chargers moving to Los Angeles.
Right.
And I couldn't figure out why the owners wanted to do it. Well, today, I found out why. Each of the other 29 NFL teams that's not moving will get $55.2 million over 11 years. That's like Bobby Bonilla payout time.
Yeah, it is.
This is
the relocation fee.
Yeah, this is the relocation fee.
A big bag of cash ends up on 31 owners' doorstep today. Can you imagine that? You show up back to your big old mansion and it's like, oh, UPS made a delivery today, right? Did you Amazon Prime something on Prime Day? No, it's a big pile of money from the Spanos family.
It's like Mayweather's bag.
Yes, it's a big pile of money.
God, it's amazing. So here's how this breaks down. The Rams and the Chargers will each pay the league $645 million beginning in December of 2019, and that will run through December of 2028. The Raiders, because they were in a less beneficial process where they were, the Raiders will pay $378 million over 10 years, and that will begin this year. That will get divided evenly between the 29 teams. I love how the teams that are moving don't get a share of anything, and then the other teams will get the $55.2 million. Oof. The rich get richer.
The rich continue to get richer. And why the Chargers moved to L.A.? You saw today because Forbes listed the most valuable sports teams in the world.
Yes.
And the San Diego Chargers' value, when they moved to L.A., they're up 36%, the value of that team. Just from a move to L.A. to play in a smaller stadium. It's okay for it to bother you. I'm just saying. That's why the move is made.
Six.
It's so funny. You know, the Forbes list didn't make my top six at six.
I know.
And
that's weird. I was expecting that last number there.
And here's the one that's also interesting. So tonight's the ESPYs. The ESPYs cropped the top six there. The ESPYs happens on the one night of the year where none of the other major four American sports, no golf, no car racing, and no MLS will play tonight.
Right.
So that's the reason why.
Just the Tour de France.
Just the Tour de France and Wimbledon.
Okay, of course, Wimbledon, yes.
And here's what's interesting to me. We don't have a Wimbledon story. So tonight in the second hour, stay tuned. I want to talk a little bit of tennis. I know that's weird, but we will broach the tennis subject.
Andy Murray lost today. Novak Djokovic also retired due to injury. So we can talk about that.
We can talk about that
as
well.
We'll get a first-time champion likely if Roger Federer doesn't win it.
Yes, and it's a first for an American in a while. We'll talk about that as well. Our Orlando Dodge question of the night is, could Hardball come to Orlando. You can text us at 21232. Call us at 844-225-5580. But coming up next is the best of the best, like the great flavor you get from America's oldest brewery since 1829. It is our ESPN 580 Live Local and Loud Rewind. This is Live Local and Loud.